Hello?
Hello?
Hi, there you go. I can hear you now. I'm sorry.
Oh, good. Perfect. Yeah, no, so what I was saying was, at the moment, we're staying put. There's some things that have changed, and we're just kind of like waiting to see if a couple things like happen the way we think they're going to happen. And I know that's kind of a stretch, but yeah, at this point, I think what we're going to do is we're going to hold off. But I do appreciate you getting back to me and questioning that offer anyway.
Absolutely. I mean, and if I mean, in the future, we just really wanted to stay in touch, so maybe I could follow
What is
up with
your
you.
company name?
It's called Forest Spice Houses. You can Google us. We're based in Richmond,
Can you do me a
Virginia.
favor and send me, just like I would ask you for a business card if I was out on the street. What could you email me or
Okay.
text me that
For
I would have
sure.
your information? Yeah, could you do that? Actually, text would be a better way.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll send you our website so you can take a look. We do have,
Perfect.
we actually do a couple of things. So as you know, we buy properties as is. We also list
Oh, okay.
properties because we are a real estate licensed company. So
Yeah,
in
yeah.
case.
So what I'm wondering is this, like I was in the market for looking for something for someone. Like my daughter's in an apartment that's like a studio apartment, so it's like really way too small and her boyfriend lives with her. So I was just kind of looking around seeing what was out there for something like that. Are all your properties for sale or any of them for rent?
Yes, we actually have a couple of properties for rent, but I believe it's all occupied right now. But we do have a
Are they
couple of
local
properties.
properties like in this area, in the Richmond area?
Yes, Richmond
Nice,
area. We do have in
nice.
Richmond. We also have in.
You think I could get on a list, like a waiting list or something for something like that? Or is it something where somebody's been in there for a while and they ain't going nowhere? How do you even know something like that, right?
Right, for sure. I do know that Forrest, because Forrest is our the owner and our boss. Actually, just bought a property. We are
You know,
co.
I believe I met that guy. He came here with another guy.
Forrest.
The guy he was with, is Forrest a white man?
Yes.
I'm not
Yes.
trying to be, discriminating
That's.
or anything like that, but the guy that he was with was a black fellow that I had talked to on the phone previously. Is he
Oh,
still with the company?
I think that was Jerome, and no, he's not with the
That is,
company
that was
anymore.
exactly who it was, Jerome. So, okay, I just wanted to make sure. I wanted to put two and two together so I know which company we're
Sure.
talking about. So,
Okay.
Forrest is an amazing person. He's excellent.
I thank
I
you.
would love to strike some kind of business deal with him, even if it was just for a rental property.
Thank you. Actually, we do have a property that we're buying right now in what is the
How long
place?
does it take you typically?
Martinsville?
Does it depend on the house?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just wondering how long it took you to turn around some, or does it just depend on the place,
So
depends
right
on the property?
now, this one property that we're buying, we have to I believe he's trying to fix it. He's gonna fix it in the future. But we just bought this property. We had it for a month, and I'm not really sure how fast Forrest turns a specific
Like how
property into
fast?
rental.
Yeah,
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 but
yeah.
it really depends as well on, of course, the budget. That's one thing. And also if it's like just really close to him. Forrest is a contractor himself,
Yeah, he
slash
did
a
mention
contractor.
that. Yep.
Yeah.
We walked all around my yard and everything. I mean, he's a really nice guy. I was kind of glad to meet him, and then just never had any contact with him again. I think the guy Jerome was supposed to call me back or whatever, and never did. I don't
Oh.
know. Maybe they didn't think I was serious or whatever. But and I had no idea that you were the same company. I was just calling you back in respect for you leaving me, that kind of a message.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. You're actually on our CRM, and I'm kind of trying to pick up like the leads that we've touched in the past. We of course wanted to stay in front of you guys, but like what you've said, Jerome is no longer with the company, so I'm just
Okay.
trying to touch
Yep,
base
yep.
with
Yeah,
all
so
the
you just
people
kind
that
of
we
catch
have.
up and pick up his pieces or any pieces that he might have left. I understand. Yeah, that's perfect. Can I ask you a personal question? I don't mean to be,
Sure.
a nosy body or anything, but
That's fine.
are you a nationality other than
Yes,
American? Okay, cool.
I'm
Because I knew I
Filipino.
was hearing some accent, but I couldn't really figure it out because it's almost like if you were that kind of, it was like if you were that kind of person, and I don't know what kind of person I'm talking about, but it's not like bad. You know what I'm saying? If you were like this like prim and proper, you know, been to finishing school and all that kind of thing, then I would say, okay, yeah, no, she's just, that's the way she talks. But then I just was couldn't get around the fact that, no, she really sounds like she's got an accent. So what nationality is it?
I'm a Filipina. I'm Filipino.
Filipino. Oh, yes. Nice. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, I work with some great Filipino people. As a matter of fact, I work with this one Filipino woman that she's actually married to a Chinese man. Long story short, I ordered an aftermarket part for my car. It was an electrical part. And it came from China with Chinese written instructions. I mean, they were in, you know, they were written in Chinese. So
right.
I had to take them to her to give to him to translate for me. But it ended up working out. But anyway, do me a favor, and you're going to send me your information, I know, but what was your name again?
My name is Alex. I'm a forest assistant.
Alex, that's right. That's right. Yep, Forrest. He's a great guy. I really do want to do some business with him. So were you continuing on to tell me something that you were seeing on your screen or whatever about a rental property? Or
absolutely.
No?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
For rental property, I'm going to have to ask Forrest if he has available. Do you know, like what I said, he has a couple in Richmond, and he has one, and we also have one that's currently in progress that we're trying to close right now. I'm not sure what he wants to do with the property, but fix and flip.
I wouldn't mind this place being in the Colonial Heights area because of work.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's not a prerequisite by any means, but I was just throwing that out there just in case. You never know, you
sure.
know, I mean, something could pop up and boom. Hey, he said
yeah.
he want, you know, yeah. All right, Alex, I'll let you go. Thank you, B.
Oh, thank you very much as well. You have a very nice day.
Yeah, thank you. And if I have any need, you're definitely going to be the one I'm calling.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll send your intro in a few. You'll receive a text from me.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.